Ladies and gentlemen, you must have heard of the coronavirus and the epidemic that started in China. It has been the front page news for more than a month now. But for me, probably the more interesting question related to this new epidemic is, why are we so afraid of this new virus? And I believe that's because when it comes to viral diseases, we are pretty much helpless. And the doctors, most importantly, are pretty much helpless. Because viral diseases work completely differently than bacterial ones. We are very good at killing bacteria. For that, we have antibiotics. But viruses affect the human cell in a very different way, so we can't really use antibiotics. And what we do use is basically the same as what we used 100 years ago. There hasn't really been much progress. And that brings me to the topic of my speech today, and that is the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu happened at the end of World War I, and you might wonder why it is called the Spanish flu. It's not because it originated in Spain, actually. It definitely originated somewhere else. But it is called the Spanish flu because at the time the Spanish media, the Spanish press, was the only one reporting about this epidemic. And that was because it was the end of World War I. Spain was neutral, which means that Spanish press was not as hardly censored as the press in any other country. Because the countries that were still at war, they didn't really want their newspapers to inform the whole world that there is a growing number of cases of the flu, because then their enemies, they would basically say, yeah, okay, they seem to be decimated by the flu, so they will be easy to defeat. So the Spanish media were the only ones reporting on the epidemic, and that's why we still call it the Spanish flu. Why did it happen? Why did the flu spread so rapidly and to the entire world? The conditions were ideal. First of all, it was the end of World War I. So huge groups of people were moving all around the world. The soldiers were returning from the field. Refugees were returning to their homes. And most importantly, people were celebrating. And what do? When we celebrate? We kiss, we hug, we engage in other types of contact. And that's ideal for spreading the virus, actually. And the third reason why it was such a good time for the flu to spread is that it was the end of the World War. So generally, people were weakened by the war. They were either injured as soldiers on the battlefield, or they didn't have enough food during the war, so their immune system was weakened. So as a result, the Spanish flu was contracted by 500 million people. Half a billion people got the Spanish flu. And out of these, 100 million people died. So it really was the most deadly pandemic there ever was. And luckily, there hasn't been any such pandemic ever since. But I still believe that it's a good idea to repeat what we can do to prevent ourselves from catching a virus, for example, the flu virus. And basically, what you should do is what your mom told you to do when you were 5 years old. So wash your hands, get enough sleep, eat fruits and vegetables, and generally try to be in a good physical shape. And if you do get sick, then don't run around spreading the virus everywhere. Stay at home, drink enough fluids, and have some rest. That's basically the only thing that we can do to treat the flu, even 100 years after it killed 100 million people. Thank you for your attention.